Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hold on. That's what's up. Hey, you guys, man. Let me calm down. Life is getting back to normal for me. It's been out of whack. See, because if you hear this shit, this bro keep fucking with me. I done told her to leave. I'm just tired of this shit. The other day, me and this bitch rolled down the strip, and I mean, I'm the kind of nigga, if I ain't happy, ain't nobody being happy around me. So I told the bitch, you know, look, I ain't happy. And we get to talking, and, you know, I'm running my mouth, you know what I'm saying? I probably talked her head off all the way to lunch and back. It just really reminded me of a time when I was always that way, down and dirty. I remember I had knocked off this broad in San Francisco. And I was soon headed to L.A., land of the giant pimp. You know, I'm schooling, baby, you know, on the way how I wanted to be represented, you know, whatever the fuck I wanted as far as out of her. I ain't really talking about no money because that's not, you know, right now. Because we riding. But what I'm saying is the entire 6 hours, I was just gone. When I'm stoked, you know, and I'm full of myself, which is quite often, I talk hella shit. That's my woman already know, but, and this is a big but, the shit I talk is not far-fetched. It's very doable. And that's what was bothering this bro. Because I'm telling her how my satisfaction level ain't high enough to be having you up in my house. And I'm trying to, you know, do this shit kind of cool. So what I'm saying is, you know, I got a few cars that I don't be driving and shit, and the bitch is driving one. And, you know, I kept telling her, I'm giving her hints, well, this is, you know, want to tell me about why she want to stay and how she can't understand how a nigga can get rid of his woman on some shit like this. If it's important to me, that's all that matters. And it's some shit you ain't living up to. Now, this is my daughter. Lena, what's up? Yes, I am. All right. What the fuck was I saying? Where was I at? Any motherfucking way. I'm telling the bitch that I'm not happy enough to keep fucking with you. And instead of her, you know, giving a hint, you know, I'm trying to be cool. This one, explain this, explain that, talk about this, talk about that. We shouldn't stop, blah, blah, blah. You know what I did? Because I told her, look, this is what I want you to do. Because I seen that evidently, or as I'm thinking, that baby ain't got nowhere to go or something. So I say, look, this is what I'm going to do. That charger that you're driving, you can have it. I just want you to motherfucking get the fuck out. So I had left. Came back, the bitch had her shit gone, which was cool. Then I got to thinking, oh my God, the bitch got the car in my name. So I tell the bitch, look, all you got to do is put the car in your name and we'll be cool. Or you can't have it. Because I just went through this because I, not just, but a few years back, I'm getting rid of this bitch I got. And I gave her a Buick Century. I say, look, take your shit, you can go. Just get the shit out of my name. Now, I'm giving the bitch action that, you know, whatever. The bitch didn't take the car out of my name. I ended up having to pay $700 in parking tickets and over $1,000 in property damage when the bitch wrecked into some motherfucker's house. What I'm saying is, so I don't go through that again. I'm telling this bitch, all you got to do is fucking take it and change it in your name. Well, I'll just park it. Well, bitch, won't you just bring it back? You know, and no, matter of fact, why don't you follow me to the easy registration? I will pay for the registration and the car will be yours. The bitch said no. I mean, this is what I'm saying, man. You know, women, they love hearing my dreams. And they always want to be a part of it. But this shit ain't free. I don't mean money free. I'm saying you can't wear on my mind and fuck with me. You just can't. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to have you fucking with me. And baby, realize that. So, I come home. And because, you know, I ain't stupid. I gave the bitch the key to my motherfucking crib, but not the key to both doors. So what I'm saying, now the bitch gone, but some telling me this bitch is gonna come in my house. So when I left this morning, I locked the inside lock. Glad I did, because when I came back home, baby had my front door, screen door, open. She had been here. And what I'm saying is, I guess she was pissed off because she couldn't get in. She didn't even lock my screen door. 901, I see. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on? Good morning to you, bro.
What's happening with you, brother?
Man, shit. I vow not to be average again, man. You know what I'm saying?
You fucked around and wait. You vowed to not what?
Not be average again.
Average again. That's what's up. I'm with that. What's up?
Shit. That's what I'm talking about, man. I recently went through a breakup, you know, and so that's what I pulled from it. Was not to be average.
Hold on. Look. I'm doing the show, and I'll park to you in a minute, all right? Not in a minute, about an hour. What?
I pulled from the breakup, you know what I'm saying? When I went back and accepted,
okay,
you
look,
know what I mean? What
I'm
could I have?
I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, when
I'm
I
sorry.
Went back and assessed, you good, bro. I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? I ain't tripping about that. So I went back and accessed. You know, what the problem was, how could I have done things differently? And shit, it all came back. You know, not to be average, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I tried to put her on a pedestal. Like, I tried to take her out of a lifestyle that she didn't really want to, you know, come out of.
Wait, stop.
If you
Wait, listen. That's where you made your mistake. You're supposed to not try to take her out of wherever she at, you're supposed to offer her interest into what you got. And if she want to enter, she can. But if you take her out, not only are you going to get her out of where you try to take her out, but you're going to bring her in shit, and she going to start fucking your shit up.
That's exactly what happened.
So what I'm
That's
trying
exactly
to tell you,
happened.
Bro, that I'm trying to tell you, you made that mistake. Well, you don't have to make it again. Because now you know what to do, man. That's what this is about, man. A lot of y'all didn't have different people kicking it with you when you coming up. You didn't learn shit.
It ain't your fault. And then when you start listening, you listen to motherfuckers telling you how to kiss a bitch ass and how to, you know, sell her one of your nuts and put the other one in her purse. I mean, we got to take this shit back, man. And I'm not saying beat up women and cuss them out or look down on women. I'm saying stand up for what we want. Because, bro, you cannot take somebody out of somewhere they don't want to be. You can only offer them an alternative, and they could accept that. And if they don't, you ain't waste no time.
Yeah, for sure. That's real talk, bro. I'm going to take this other call, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right, brother, for sure. Stuff like that really excites me. Because that's what I'm here for. You know, to offer advice, not tell you what to do. But I'm saying if you really think about what a nigga's saying, a nigga is really telling you what to do. Blueprint. But I'm not saying do this. I'm saying, man, this is the situation, and these are the things that can be done. You make the choice. It's all about you, fellas, and that's me. I believe that. See, I already told you. When something materializes that I've been fucking with, the bitch is the one that benefits. Because I'm fucking the shit out of her. I'm talking to her. I'm happy. You know, everything is cool. 646, what's up?
Hey, what's happening with you, OG?
Nothing was happening with you, brother.
Hey, man, you know, I'm down and dirty. You dig what I'm saying? And right now I just had something leave. I had a bitch leave, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you everything, but not too much. You dig what I'm saying? Right now, you know, my catch hand is struggling right now because a nigga hard up for a bitch, man. You dig what I'm saying? Because I ain't got time
stop,
to play.
Stop, and every Your catch hand is stuck up because you hard up for a bitch? Is that what you said?
Because I got to catch something soon. Every day the bankroll getting low, OG. I ain't got time to play cat and mouse with the bitch.
Okay, but what are you saying? Because I don't get
when
that.
What I'm saying to you is, man, how can I sit up there and balance out, you know what I mean, me being in a situation that I'm in?
You can do better by stop thinking the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You do have money that you're spending every day. I agree with that. You don't have a bitch, which you don't need a bitch. You know, which I agree with that. But what I'm saying is if you didn't know that was going to happen, you didn't accept the game before you got in it, because that's all part of the game. And if you start acting like it shouldn't be if you start acting like it shouldn't be happening, you ain't going to come out of it. You get tested in the game. And you might be getting tested. I don't know what's going on with you, but the game's going to test you. Not me, not some nigga, not some bitch. The game's going to test you, put you in a situation where you got to shit or get up off the goddamn toilet. And you got to shit now, man. Otherwise, if you about it, like you said, you down and dirty, you going to get busy and stay busy until you come up or run out of money. And when you run out of money, so what? You're still going to be down. The money ain't important, bro.
Uh-huh.
You making the wrong things important. Where you at? I see where you at, man. You ain't even about it.
I am about it, OG. What you mean now?
You ain't. Why you ain't making the right moves then?
I am making the right moves, just not with the bill.
Bro, okay, you just kind of slipped on this. Is that what you said?
I didn't slip on nothing, OG.
Well, maybe you feel you didn't. Well, why you ain't got no bitch?
Because I'm like I told you, man, I'm coming off a little eager because of my situation. I can't lie.
Wait. You coming off a little eager to bitches right now? You saying that's why you ain't caught a bitch?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm asking you is why you don't have a bitch already.
I had a bitch. A bitch just left. Turnout just left 1 week ago. You know.
What I'm asking you from Jump Street is why you don't have a bitch. And I'm talking about the bitch that left, not the shit you talking about. Why you don't have that bitch? Because of what?
shit was moving slow. You dig what I mean? The bitch had to go back home. You see what
nah,
I mean?
Nah, man. Bro, come on, man. We talking this shit. Let's be real. Shit wasn't moving slow. You was moving slow. Because you definitely supposed to make a move with the bitch when you had a little doc. You must have got some money. And wherever you at, yeah. And it ain't cracking. Wait a minute, man. Wherever you at and it ain't cracking, that means you supposed to get on the Greyhound if you have to, or get in your ass, get in your car, and go do what you want to do with baby, wherever the next nearest city. And I don't give a fuck where you live, 6 hours north, south, east, or west, in any direction, you're going to run into a city where you can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you do that?
Well, I'm in the greatest city right now, man. I thought we can get it popping, but you know what I mean?
Bro, are you going to live on what you thought mistakenly, or are you going to live on what you know?
Live on what I know.
So why in the fuck didn't you leave that one horse town? I don't give a fuck how big it is for you. Why didn't you leave this so you can turn that turnout out?
Because I thought it couldn't get no better than this.
What makes you say that and you ain't getting no money?
The funds was, it's gonna sound like an excuse, but the funds was limited, man. It's only so much move I could have did with the bitch, to be honest with you, man.
Bro, what I'm saying is, you either on parole and you trying to, you know, not get violated, or you just ain't got no game, because what you saying is you just letting shit make you stay there and be broke, and you ended up losing the bitch. There is no reason for you to stay somewhere where you ain't getting no money and you got a guy that want to get some money. She ain't going to do nothing but get turned off, or some shit is going to make her go back wherever you got her from. You should have knew
that's
that.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Bro, what I'm saying is you should have took your ass out of town somewhere where the bitch got to depend on you a little bit, and you depend on this pimpin', and the pimpin' going to show you how to have this bitch. But you didn't do that, and I'm curious as to why. Because you're talking about you're down and dirty. You're making me think you a sucker. Now, I ain't calling you no sucker. But I know sucker shit when I hear it. Now, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up is I didn't do the right thing when it comes to this ism, man. That's when I'm sitting up there chopping it up with you. I'm learning.
Well, good.
I made a mistake. You did what
I
mean.
I hope you got a plate full of this shit just now.
Did I sure did, OG, man. I did. For real.
I know you did, because I don't be playing, and this shit is real. Hold on, bro. Let me let 929 talk. What's up, man? 929.
Hey, Rosebud. This is Phil from New York City. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I just tuned in, but your contact information and number is not on the screen.
What? Fuck you mean it's not?
Yeah, you can't.
On StreamYard?
No, I'm looking at you on YouTube.
On YouTube? I don't know what the fuck YouTube got, but my shit is scrolling right across the bottom of the screen.
It's not on YouTube.
Man, you know, I ain't really responsible for that. But what I'm saying is how did you call in if it's not scrolling?
Because I got your numbers. I know how to contact you if I have to. But it's just not on the screen.
Bro, listen.
Yes, sir.
You're right to put me up on it. And you also to know how to contact me. But what I'm saying is I can't do nothing about the motherfucking shit on YouTube. For whatever reason, it ain't scrolling on YouTube.
My bad. I thought you were responsible for that. Okay. No problem.
I only set up StreamYard. And StreamYard it asked me where I wanted to go. YouTube and my page asked Rosebud. And it's always been going. But if it ain't, you know, it ain't. It's cool, though.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me know, man. Bubba Gray, what's up, man? Yeah, damn. Okay. Now, see, this is what my whole point is. Every fucking day, every single day, you have an opportunity to learn. You have an opportunity to learn new shit and excel at what you love doing. Me, I love to learn. I love teaching. I've been on a learning and teaching educational tangent for the last few years, several years. And it's allowed me the opportunity of a lifetime. I have been finding out more about myself in terms that I just haven't ever considered. I didn't realize I knew I had game and I was thorough, but I did not realize how fucking deep the shit goes. But each time I reach inside myself, I'm able to extract more of myself than I knew before. It's a lot that I put up with. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying it's unwarranted. I do have a business. I do have a school. People are, you know, asking in a questioning type mode. But I figured by the time this is over, and this is something you want to do, it's going to think it sounds crazy, but it's not crazy. You need to do this. By the time this is over, my life, I'm going to have met and reacquainted myself with me over 500 times. Maybe not 500, that's a lot. At least 200. Yeah, at least 200. And the reason being is I'm different today. I'm different than I was last month. And I'm going to be different next month than I am now. And if all goes well, a year from now, I'm going to be different still. This life strives, or it needs a participant that strives to excel. And I always brag about shit, but I paved the way with a word or two to the wise about bragging. I ain't saying you should be a bragger and be bragging. I put myself on Front Street because I know I'm finna accomplish something. So I say, yeah, I'm finna do this, and all you motherfuckers can watch and woo, woo, woo. And if I don't do it, I might not finish that sentence. But what I'm saying is, you finish it. Man, if you don't do it, I'm gonna laugh at your punk old ass. Whatever you say, because I get it all. But they never get to do it because I do what I say. So that's not boasting. That's not afraid to make a prediction. I'm not afraid to make a prediction of what I'm going to do. Now, I would be afraid to make a prediction about what you gonna do, unless it was that you ain't gonna do shit. I predict that. But if you a person like me, you know, and now that you done told the world, you know, what you plan to do, you got to live up to them, or you're going to get your ass booed off into the land of failures. The great big land of the failures. Each time I boast, I hope you notice it was either before or after something I completed major to me. I do not complete tasks by saying hello. A lot of you guys feel great just because you're able to say hello. Well, motherfuckers in my class, they got to say hello this way one time. And the next time you say hello, it better be different.
And the next time after that, it better be different. I'm talking about everything about it, your sound, your demeanor, everything. Or you can't say that word in my group. Saying it is going to get you blocked. Unless you know how to say it or use it. Yeah, we ain't no punks. You ain't going to get us caught up in no conversation and then have us quiet. Because we don't know the answer. We know the answer, but we can't really speak it. Come on, man. Well, I'm saying, think about it. Most people don't even think of things that they can do that's major. Some people have worked their entire lives. I'm talking about some people have lived and worked over 60, 70 years and haven't done one thing major. Well, maybe maintaining a family and raising some kids. That's a part of major. But that's not major. See, that's one of the reasons they don't brag, because they figure they don't have anything to brag about. Me, I'll brag about not feeling that I need to brag. My point is each and every one of you do, if you're serious about it, it should matter to your very soul. Each and everything you do, I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't give a fuck if it's something you choose to do. It should matter, the results. Now, when I complete it, I feel as if I can leap over a tall building in a single bound. And when I land, I don't hurt my feet or ankles, because this game, this knowledge that I have been provided me with shock absorbers. Yeah. Sidewalk University is growing. You motherfuckers need to have a drink to that. Sidewalk University is growing. And it seems to me you would want to be a part of something that's going to be big. I mean, shit. You ain't doing nothing else big. Being one of the original alumni, because I think they give you $2,500, I'm not sure of the number, but it's a few thousand graduates. Once you get that many graduates, well, it's just that something for your school. I don't want to get into that. What I'm saying is, if you want to be a part of something big, you need to jump on this with me now, because you're going to be part of the OGs, the original fucking graduates. You know, I'm doing hella shit right now. I got to complete this script for this movie that I wrote, and I finally got the fucking go-ahead, the green light for pre-production. The genuine production will begin before this year ends. I mean, it all depends on how much time I take to devote to getting a proper script. I'm actually going to devote all my time, every bit of it. Well, that Sidewalk University don't take. I'm saying I could do more than one thing and give 100% to each of them. Well, that means you would have to have at least 200%. No, man. I can have 100% and have three projects where the average guy would give 33% to each project. I would give 100% to each project, because I would go hard on each project. Let's say I got 8 hours and I could do this for 3 hours and this for 3 hours, and then I could do this for 2 hours. I'm going hard on each one of them. There's no set amount I can do in 3 hours in any job that I do, any project. You're going to get done what you get done. If it's writing a book, sometime in 3 hours, you only get a few pages of it. If it's building the pool table, sometimes you just get putting the cover on it. What I'm saying is done is it's not always determined the way you think it. So my point is that once I make the progress and once I see the progression is going toward my goal, I'm a motherfucker to me. Ain't nobody gonna be able to tell me shit, because what you don't understand is I don't use anyone to help me. Well, sometimes. and what I'm saying is I know you motherfuckers are rooting for me. I know some of you not. But I know when I tell you about shit bragging, even though it might make you sick, might turn you off sometimes, you really, most of you really want me to achieve it. So I'm definitely down and dirty. And by the way, don't call and say you down and dirty if you don't do what I'm explaining, because I'm going to bust you. You ain't down and dirty if you don't devote everything to what the fuck you're talking about. See, do you notice that without fail, weekly, twice a week, three times a week, I make inspirational videos on addressing issues that young men are having today? I post all the innumerable statements for the same reason. I have all these things to say, and I put them in these videos. They're documented. You could find anything that I had to say because I record it. You know why? Not why, but one of the reasons I do that is because I am not ashamed of what the fuck I talk about. I am not in some way feeling that I'm telling you to do something illegal, otherwise I have to be careful. I do not feel that I am in any type of violation at all. So I can be me. Period. I mean, do I have to do the shit that I do? Yes, I do. Because the man in me ain't gonna allow me to sit by and do nothing. I mean, I care. Well, I don't know all of you, but I care what the fuck happens. I'm just, as much as I try to fucking show you that I don't talk bullshit, yes, I talk a lot of shit, but none of it ever is bullshit. And some of you, you know, still try to insist that I'm out for your money. I mean, if you notice, all that, I do sell all the same things, but I don't promote them the same way, because the only thing I promote now is Cyborg University. So if that's the case, and if I'm out for money, I would be promoting Cyborg University and all the other shit, which I mention the other shit here and there, but I'm not pushing it, because if you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. I'm pushing Cyborg University. When you go to the store, you don't want everything in it. You might just want a loaf of bread. That's how I see it. You want it? It's there. Get it. I ain't promoting that shit. I'm promoting Sidewalk University and getting, you know, laced with this game that you're missing. And then again, you motherfuckers, you know, think I'm out for your money. Ain't that a bitch? Who in business ain't out for your money? I'm just saying, see, you guys just want to make things look a way to make you happy, because that bitch you bought dinner for last night, she was out for your money, and you know that. And you fed that bitch anyway. Many of you motherfuckers feel if you fuck her, it was worth it. Really.
I'll tell you something you probably won't believe, but I'm going to tell it to you. If you paid me for what I want money for, not only will you stop spending your hard-earned money on a worthless-ass woman come up to whining and dining her who only got pussy to offer you, you will start getting more pussy because bitches can spot suckers from a mile away. And the shit you learn fucking with me is sucker-proof. They gonna see that. And they gonna get wet for it. They gonna wanna fuck you. Well, that's what happened to me. Yeah. I mean, I got, come on, man. I got bitches I can fuck tonight, which I'm gonna call. I might not get the first one I call, but I'm gonna talk to her. Save that for another day. But by the time I didn't call the third one, somebody on their way. Because I got a lot of them to call. Well, not a lot, but some. Because that's how I roll. And that's why I ain't been happy. Because I'm the same bitch, waking up looking at the same motherfucking bitch. Man, shit, fuck that. You gonna get more pussy because they gonna see you ain't no goddamn sucker for pussy. What I'm saying is bitches can spot suckers 1,600 miles away. And as soon as she see you, she start tightening her chastity belt. So you can do whatever you can. Use all your energy trying to loosen that chastity belt. When if you get it loose all the way, it still ain't coming off. That's how bitches think. So, well, that's 754. I see you, goddamn it. Interrupting me, Mike. What's up, brother? I'm just bullshitting. What's happening?
Hey, man. I don't be wanting to cut off an OG pimp spitting that real shit, so I just be sitting back listening. I do be having a question, but I be
talking
on what you're talking about, man. Hey, my question is, you always spoke of a drag nigga in the game. What was that? What, like, because you see how they do words. You say it's an actual nigga that was in the street named a drag nigga that was hard, and then you got motherfuckers that's dressing like women, and they call themselves drags. So I just want to know what that meant.
No, man, no, that's a different drag. That's some homosexual drag shit. The drag nigga I'm talking about is the nigga that sit up and put shit together and got a team of bitches. Once he got it together, whatever he's been working on in a few months, he got a few bitches that drive across the country going in the banks. And they go in the banks using this paperwork he didn't use and come out with large sums of money. That's a drag nigga.
Hmm.
Ain't have
okay,
nothing to do.
That would take some game.
I'm just saying, and you guys really need to understand this. How you gonna send a bitch cross country to different banks that you just set some shit up in your house, and all they gotta do is different IDs, all kind of shit involved with it. And what I'm saying is go in there and do whatever they're talking about, and they gonna treat you like you that motherfucker and walk you to the door and say, come back tomorrow if you want to. Come on, man. That's some trash.
Don't get some more.
I'm just saying, drag motherfucker play you and you don't even know you play. That's a drag, nigga.
I knew it was a cold motherfucker, though, but you kept bringing it up. I'm like, man, I ain't never heard the actual description of what this motherfucker be doing, but after you say that, man, damn.
I'm just saying, this is the kind of motherfuckers you know. Them motherfuckers might make it twice, three times, four times a year and be fat as a motherfucker with a team of bitches he's supposed from his licks yet.
Come you on, man. Team. I mean, a motherfucker be with
they
just
be
one, you be killing it, but with 10.
I'm just saying, bro, they be motherfuckers, man. People... You know, the gift of gab is a motherfucker, man. Period. And you know, this shit I'm talking about, they like computer dudes. They're actually computer dudes, but they slick. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't met like me or somebody. they kind of like my flavor, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, this nigga taking the shit to do so he can be in company after hours and shit, and he know computers. So he started looking at motherfuckers' account and different shit. And next thing you know, he up on this, he up on that. Then he buy this motherfucking machine, or he come across this machine that can make credit cards and ID and all this shit. Next thing you know, he catch him some bitches, put them up on this game, and then tell them to hit all Bank Americas and only hit two in each city. And then bitch is driving across the country, hitting Bank Americas, two in each city. They might stop 25 times, each time getting 10, 12 racks. And come up, and the cold part about it, they send the money just like pimps. You know, when my bitch in New York, yeah. I'm at LA, you know, whatever that bitch make tonight, she Western Union it to me.
The whole thing.
Yeah, all that. You know, just whatever you
the
need.
The same way, you know, like on the pivot.
Hey,
the same rules apply.
I keep telling y'all, the game is, you know, played the same way. No matter how you play it, it's just different ways they play. Nigga ain't going to be on Front Street. The bitch is. Period. This is how it go, bro. I know you got
that's
late, though.
Go,
man,
huh?
On that drag, man, shit.
You raised me because, you know, you just talked about basically to me how I break it down is you had a nerd motherfucker that put some slickness in it and this motherfucker came out the game winning, pretty much.
Well, I mean, in reality, that's who they are. They nerds. They nerds because they will spend all day in their room fucking with the computer trying to break some code. Man, I ain't finna do that kind of shit. But they do it. And then once they learn how to do it, it's easy to do. So think about this, man. This is why you guys are stupid to be fucking with this fucking technology. Everything they do to protect you, why do you think they do it? Because as soon as they do it, nerds break the code. And it ain't no good no more. But everybody don't know that shit, so they can sell it for a while, and then they say they come up with a new version, 9.0. So what? Mm-hmm. The fucking nerds are already 12.0. So whatever you come up with, they don't figure what it is. They already know what you're coming up with. It's just the combination.
The fact of that shit.
Wait, the sequence is what they don't know, and that's what they got to figure out. The actual action, they already know. It's the little details to make it work, and they figure all that shit out.
Yep.
Once they do, they get blank credit cards, blank IDs, and them motherfuckers do what they do at the motor department, the credit card department. Put all the information on that strip. You get that motherfucker that they can swipe. It says everything. And your motherfucking ass getting paid. All because of this nerd motherfucker put all the correct information on the strip in the back.
That's some cold shit.
That's real. Oh, man. But that's what's up, bro. Let me keep going, man. I appreciate that question, though. See, the thing about me, women don't like having sex with soft dudes, especially these days, because sex is not about sex these days. Sex is about whatever the fuck it's about. These pills or blah, 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 blah. It ain't about you just, you know, thinking this is going to catch you this woman. You need to get with me because I'm not going anywhere except to the tip top of the food motherfucking chain because I know who I am. And have you guys noticed yet that all the things you're learning today to replace the real man hasn't worked. Have you noticed? The motherfuckers that's rolling is the niggas that ain't changed. See, what I'm saying is, game, I try to get you to use, you just won't use it. And I don't know why, but it's like everything else in this fucking country. When your formula really works, because as you noticed, there's several motherfuckers selling my shit. There's several motherfuckers copying what I say, trying to reword it or whatever. But when something really works, everyone tries to imitate it or clone it. But they can't. Because they don't have it. I have it. That's why there's no question about it. You can ask me that I don't know. But there's 150 questions, 150,000 questions you could ask these fuckers, and they wouldn't have the answer. Just like the nigga asked me about drag. You motherfuckers are just funny to me. There is the reality that keeps you boys. And that reality is explicitly about today. And you'll never know, because you guys are mostly fools and followers. I'm trying to get you out of that. That's what we learn inside. I ain't following nobody. And I ain't really letting nobody follow me. But if you do, it's because you figured out how. I ain't never said you can't. I just said I ain't going to let you. See, you got to realize you're going to follow these fucking stupid fools you're listening to into an asexual world where having nuts does not matter. Having nuts does not play a part in sex. This motherfucker gonna ring like 900 times, so let me just stop. Yeah. Any motherfucking way. You gonna end up being asexual. You ain't gonna care about your nuts. Once that occur, I guess I'm gonna just probably commit suicide. Because I'm gonna be a dinosaur. All you motherfuckers gonna be then failed me. And the original man. Fucking OG. Original gangster getting all the motherfucking respect. What about the OM, the original man? We need to learn everything we can. There's so much good shit happening to me that could be happening to you. But I'm saying, in reality, you don't really need it to happen to you, because guess who's on the receiving end of all this joy I get? Yo, you are. When I got to go ahead for my patent and my official transcripts for being on the honor roll in the Honor Society for 9 straight months. I mean, excuse me, 9 straight semesters. I try to downplay it. 956, what's going on with you, brother?
What's going on, Rosebud? Can you hear me?
No. What's happening with you?
I'm chilling. I just wanted to call in, and I was going through the archives, and I was listening to one of your old shows, and you were speaking on looking unapproachable. And I tried that stuff out, man. It really works. I was at the bar nursing my cocktail and stuff, and girl, baby just came up from behind and, you know, just started working, and I just wanted to shout you out, man.
Well, man, don't give me half of it. I mean, don't tell me if you stuck your dick in her or anything, but, I mean, what happened? You said that you was trying to...
We exchanged numbers. I'm meeting up with her tomorrow night. But, yeah, man, I've been listening to you for a little while, and these guys need to get that course. That course is fucking... It ain't the Bible, but it's just as fucking gold as the Bible, man. It's like the man Bible. That shit is crazy. That the way you put that together, man, it's fucking psychology on steroids. That shit is crazy, man.
Hey, so you attribute catching baby to you looking or trying to look unapproachable?
That's 100% right. It's the way.
Wait, because I got some particular questions I want to ask you. Now, you heard me talking about it, so you tried it. What did you do?
Yes.
That you can tell me represented you looking or appearing unapproachable. Did you have a scowl on your face or anything like that?
I wasn't smiling, but I wasn't frowning. I had like a smooth face. My mouth wasn't up or down, and I was nursing my cocktail. I was sipping on my drink. I wasn't looking left. I wasn't looking right. And baby just came up to me and was like, "Hey, can I sit here?" And I was like, "Go right ahead. Do your thing." And after that, I started kicking it with her for a bit, and you know, got her number, exchanged numbers, and I was like, "Damn, Rosebud's a motherfucker."
Hey, stop. Let me ask you this. From what you just explained, while you were seeing it transpire favorably, what was that doing to you?
It fucking, inside I was like, wow, I saw it working, and I was like, this shit really works. And I never questioned your shit, but I was hesitant, like, man, Rosebud ain't for real. Like, this shit ain't working. This shit don't work. And that shit worked. And I was like, fucking Rosebud. And I have the 1.0, the confidence course. I don't have it all. But, man, I'm eating that shit up every day. I mean, I can just fucking – I'm programming it in my mind because that course is something, man. It's – like you say, these brothers ain't getting nothing but, like, not even a slice. They're getting the crumbs right now.
Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate that, man. And you need 2.0 and 3.0 because 1.0 is introducing you to a lot of information that 2.0 is going to show you how to use. And 3.0 is once you learn how to use it, they're going to show you how to, 3.0 is going to show you how to own it so that you don't have to need me ever a fucking again. You're going to want to call in and update me here and there because you're so goddamn proud of how you see yourself doing, but needing me as far as asking me questions, you won't have to do that no more. That's what my school is about. I don't want customers.
Yeah.
I don't want fucking customers. I want graduates because customers are born every day. So why should I want your money over and over and over? No, motherfucker, you can listen to me, and after you get this game, you're going to be hearing shit in my videos that's going to be schooling you for years to come.
Yeah.
And you just listen.
Yeah, man.
Good shit, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Rosebud.
Right on. Okay. So what I'm saying is my masters came with the pack. They didn't come together, but they came on the same day. And shit, who do you think benefited? My woman. Fuck the shit out of her. Fuck the dog shit out of her. And what I'm saying is, see, my woman want me to achieve those types of successful moments because of what I just said. So much so, to sometimes she said, baby, don't you have any more projects you're working on? And this one's a project to go through because I'm a different kind of animal. Nasty ass fuzzy. But think about simply because you say you about it don't mean you are. How do you feel about a woman claiming something and you can clearly see she's lying? What do you think of her? I mean, really, what do you think of a motherfucker you can tell is lying? Now, while you think of that, think of this. Do you think because you tell a broad that you're about this game and she thinks you're not because some things you're doing is not matching, and she thinks this because she's actually playing with you, yet you still sit there and speak with her? Now, why do you think she should choose you? She won't choose you because you're showing her, you know, you'll do the same shit with the next bitch. And by the way, the way you feel about that bitch faking on you is the same way she feels about you faking on her. And you guys don't realize both of you know that. Now, which is better, a fake bitch or a fake dude? You brothers don't realize these questions are important. You know, these days, I've been thinking about it, and if I was down and dirty today, I would be like 400 deep. These bitches would, man, these bitches are so fucking lost with this game, they're starving for the real. If you motherfuckers wasn't so slow, you would realize this is right up your alley. It's time for you to be whatever. No. You got whatever thoughts in your head. It ain't pimping, but whatever. One of the surefire ways I knew with catch a bitch was to show her and all who would actually notice. And you show this through the moves you make. How much fucking game I had. When I speak her across, I represented what I said. And she creamed on me and my motherfucking pimpin'. If you scary motherfuckers, if you motherfuckers weren't so goddamn slow, you see the power in what I'm talking about. You stop complaining about these out-of-pocket bitches and start knocking them off. And you just, all you need to do is show them you're really about it. To be out-of-pocket is because they have lost respect for the niggas about it. Because of what the niggas that's claim to be about it will do. When I'm in my woman's neck, let me tell you something. Those women who've had actually been fortunate enough to experience that, they'll tell you, he's not lying. He's in, well, not fantastic, but just, let me say, he's a very knowledgeable. They'll tell you that. Because I am. I don't need no motherfucking bitch to tell me shit. I really know. Something you should know, though. Doing this shit makes your woman not want you to do anything. I'm talking about don't want me to do anything that I don't want to do. Now, if that's the case, you could not want to do a lot of shit. That's not it. But see, that's what's dope about me, that I know women. When they know you can do it, but you don't do it, and they say, I'll do it for you, that's totally different than when, you know, you act like whatever, you need your own towels, and you finna go to the closet. Okay, girl, I'm finna get in the shower.
Let me go get me some. Wait, don't go do that. Let me get it for you. Oh, shit. No, you just go sit in the tub. Let me get your stuff. I like that kind of shit. I don't know if that's what that is, but I like that kind of shit. You know, that's why I do everything I can for my motherfucking woman. If she don't have to, bitch ain't got to ask me for a motherfucking thing. I'm all for her. Because baby, you know, she understands me. She makes sure that the things that I like are represented in how she does whatever it is she does. Or, bitch don't get to be with me. You know, period. And that's what this silly motherfucker found out. That's what she's probably realizing. Bitch might not care, fellas. I mean, you know, I ain't saying the bitch care. Because I don't care if the bitch don't care, because I'm going to catch me another bitch. And I'm already... Man, when I get through this video, I'm going to, you know, get looked up. Because I ain't waiting on no one bitch. I ain't got one bitch. I want one bitch. But I will never have one bitch. I guess I just can't be like that. I'm not going to be a cheater. That's not what I'm saying. Because the bitches know I ain't having one bitch. I'm just saying. I got to have variety in my life. It's the spice of life. If people just had what you want, let's just say you want this in a relationship or as far as your mate. If just anybody had what you like, you wouldn't have no preferences. It just never ceases to amaze me how little you guys think, how little you put two and two together. Some white bitch, you know, let's say some white bitch wanted to be friends. But I'm talking about on Facebook. But before I click yes, I look at her fucking page. And just about all the motherfuckers have porn on them pages. That's why I do not click yes to them fucking bitches asking do I want to be friends. Because one of them bitches' pages I was on, this white bitch, it just was in bold letters. They niggas are the best. Man, I can't tolerate a white bitch saying nigga. I had nothing but white hoes. Let me tell you something. Now, one of them motherfuckers ever disrespected me with that shit. Because they had total respect for my game that I represented. Motherfucking bitches calling them motherfucking nigga. They do that. This game says this. Disrespectful bitch equals a no pimping nigga. They go hand in hand. So the thing I want all of us to get out of these little times we talk is that the game is to be represented. The game is not to be dissed. And I ain't gonna front you off by mentioning your name or anything, but you motherfuckers know who you are that call in. I mean, not calling in, but write in or email and scream out all damn respect for the game you got. And then, you know, call in and say the shit. Oh, man, this, you know, start all that. So I just know this shit is so dope. Matter of fact, how do your motherfucking ass smell on a daily basis, I'm saying? Not to me, the sharp motherfuckers. If you want to make an impression on some woman you see, especially if you're going to speak with her, you know, more than one time, you just make sure she can't put her animal instincts to work. Otherwise, cologne, different ones. Every time you're around her is what you need to do. I'm telling you, she just won't be able to put her feminine wiles to work. And your ass smelling differently each time, you know, she see you or meet you. is going to just have her really, really interested in you. I got like 60 or 70 bottles of cologne. And that's not even really all of them. Because I ain't cold-hearted. But you got to believe, I am ruthless. You know, I'm not the one to race to your motherfucking rescue. But you can believe if you my friend and ever in need, I will be there. Shit, I ain't really got that much goddamn money. But you can't tell me I ain't one of the richest motherfuckers in the goddamn world. And you, I ain't traveled very much because I'm scary like that. But shit, you can bet I'm one of the worldliest men you're going to ever encounter. I know I ain't the handsomest man in the world, but shit. Also, you couldn't tell any bitch or my woman anything like that. What the fuck am I? I'm the product of confidence that builds in you when you handle your business. I don't care where it is. It can be in adversarial places, the most adversarial place you could imagine. And you come out sane and not on dope. See, my highs have been those things that my thoughts accomplished. And no man or woman could take that from me. I earned everything I have. I earned it. I owned it, and I accepted it. And that's what, you know, separates me or makes me a little different than everybody else. Because I really detail stuff like, because if you don't, you know, or earn, excuse me, or own what you've learned, you haven't really learned it. And I don't, you know, know where I read it, but I read it, you know, it takes iron to sharpen iron. So it was standing the reason that it should take men to sharpen men. And that's what we do. That's why when we kick it on these goddamn streams, we're honing our image to ourselves, our self-image. We're honing it. We're making it better. Just believe what I'm saying. All right. I got a little more, but I'm not feeling right for some reason. I went to the doctor this morning and started a physical. So I'd imagine it's because I have an 8. Because I had to fast to take that blood test and shit. So I think I'm finna go eat. And you guys, you know, we'll kick it again later.